Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 55. We're going to a fundamental scripture. It is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. You have not believed in vain. For I delivered unto you that which I also received. First of all, that is the scripture we're looking for. First of all, how that Christ died. So that is what we're looking at. The first of all of the gospel is what? How that Christ died. This is the priority of the gospel. If you know everything, you don't know how that Christ died, then it means you have not been able to get the gospel, grasp the gospel. So we're just looking at the events. Events will say so much. If this is the first time you're listening to them, there is so much in the archives for you to dig. Christ was going to become one with spiritual death. He was becoming united with spiritual death. What is spiritual death? The nature of Satan. And so this was what he was going in for. But physically, things were happening to propel him there. One of the things was that he was sent to the palace, according to John 18, the palace of Cephas or Caiaphas, the high priest. And so when Jesus was asked a question, the high priest and the people took counsel and they were questioning him. The high priest questioned Jesus about his doctrine. He said, I spoke openly. Why are you asking me? Ask the people who heard me. All these men were there. They heard me. So ask them. Then when he had thus spoken, according to John 18, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand. Oh, with the palm of his hand. He struck Jehovah. Who slapped God? Oh, who slapped God? A man slapped God. Yes, yes. He had been delivered into the hands of the sinners, and now they were going to beat him, slap him, maltreat him, and hang him finally. But it was all part of what God had said concerning the Messiah. Remember, this is no ordinary man. This is the covenant keeping God himself. He, the covenant keeper, who initiated the covenant, cut the covenant with Abraham, is here. And the high priest didn't even know. The high priest didn't know that he was offering his last sacrifice. Last one, he didn't know. They were slapping him. He said, how dare you answer the high priest that way? And then Jesus answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Listen, Jesus was not the victim here. It was not like he was a victim. He was not at all. He knew what he was about. He knew, I am going. You see, the physical, what was happening physically was not it. The main thing was what was happening in the spirit, that he, Jesus, was going to be made united. We will be made united with what? Spiritual death. What is spiritual death? The nature of the devil. He was going to become one. That was more hideous than all these men were questioning him and slapping him and pushing him and moving him and beating him. No, that was nothing in comparison with becoming one with the nature of the devil, and the nature of the devil taking over Jesus. Oh. So then Annas, remember Annas was the father-in-law of the high priest. They bound him and sent him to the high priest. And now Simon Peter was warming himself. And then somebody said, hey, are you not one of them? He denied them. And then even one of the kinsmen whose ear Peter cut off. So Marcus' kinsman, who saw what Peter did when Peter drew the sword and cut off Peter said, Marcus here. He confronted Peter. He said, are you not part of his disciples? Were you not there when we arrested him? Peter denied. And you remember, he's going to deny Christ three times. So verse 27 of John 18 says, then Peter denied again, and immediately the cock crew. So remember that Jesus had told him, oh, Peter, the cock, before the cock crows thrice, you would have denied, the cock crows, you would have denied me thrice. And it happened exactly as Jesus had said. You see, Peter had fulfilled bad scripture. There are so many people who fulfill bad scripture. They are in the church, fighting in the church, speaking about the pastor, speaking about their pastor's wife, talking. Do you know this? You are like, why can't you keep information? Why must information run through your mouth? Every time you call, you are calling somebody, sharing information, telling them, do you know that this? Do you know that? You are spreading information in the church. You are trouble in the church. Why would you do that? You see, you are fulfilling scripture. Why should you fulfill evil scripture? I would rather fulfill good scripture. I'll be the one that Christ can vouch and say, look at this girl. Look at my girl. There she is. I want Jesus to say that. Not that every time in the church, when we hear a bad story that is going, rumor mongering is going on, we say, but who said that? It can be traced to you. Or can be traced to one of your friends. Always in that. I don't want to be that. I will not fulfill that kind of scripture. I will fulfill good scripture. Oh yes, you will fulfill good scripture. You are so blessed. Bye. Keep listening.